Good afternoon again, everybody. It is the Bob and Jeff Show with the three-man booth today. Jason Duda in with us, Bob and Jeff, for the next couple of hours. The final day of producing engineering for Andrew Fry, who stepped in admirably for Max Power the past couple of weeks. We're going to be sorry to see Andrew go.
Surprised he made it 2 weeks. I thought he'd get tired of us and move on.
Well, you're difficult to deal with.
That's right.
I've made it easy, as easy as I can be for Andrew. How you doing, dudes?
Fine. Thanks for asking.
That's it?
Yeah.
How many beverages had you had when you called in for picks yesterday?
17.
Where?
I don't know. I had 17 beverages. I was at a soccer game.
Well, that's not a very good way to watch a soccer
game.
Was
that a tennis game?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know either. I had a lot of beverages.
I know you did.
Well, that is probably a pretty good way to watch a soccer game.
Probably the best way.
I can't wait till you get out.
I can assume. Ah,
can't wait either. Only 20 more days.
People were talking about it in the stands.
20 more days till
don't
I see.
Don't tell him that.
They were.
No, they weren't.
There were people that listened to the show that were asking about it when I was over there. That's a true statement.
That bothers Jeff.
No, it doesn't bother me. It bothers me that you take such glee in it.
Then that's bothering you, right?
No. The fact that people did it doesn't bother me. The fact that...
How am I taking glee in it? What
do I know you. Stop it. Just assume from now on that everything that I say about you is true. Okay?
Would you buy into that?
Buy into what?
Do you think glee? Everything Jeff says about me is true? Do you think
I don't.
He had to think about it.
And I don't think, because I'm think. Then I was like, does everything Bob say about Jeff, do I think that's true?
And
I
was but he doesn't know me like I know him.
Oh, no, I only raised him.
I know you inside and out, back and forth, front and back, everything.
Just yesterday you said nobody knows me.
What's his favorite color?
No, I'm saying you don't let other people. His favorite color is blue.
Wrong, red.
Who likes red?
Blue is right. What's my favorite? What's another one of those where you ask on a first date? What's your favorite song?
Your favorite song is Heart of the Matter.
Yeah. Although
that was the one you ranked number one on your top 100 list.
But man, that's even when you do it objectively, there's a certain amount of subjectivity to that. Even when it's your own list. It's like, okay.
It is today, only subjective.
Today, that's my favorite song, but tomorrow, it may not be. It's a moving target.
Yeah, but your favorite song is your favorite song, right? It's not a song that you just catch today and, that's my favorite song today. Your favorite song is your overall favorite song.
I would agree with that, but it still makes it tough.
It is tough.
But anyway, you don't know me.
I'm pretty sure I do, but it's all good, man.
And none of us know Duda.
I think we do know Duda. That's the whole thing about Duda. We think there's something deeper inside there, but it's been proven over the years that
there's not.
If there was going to be something, it would have come out by now, right?
I think so. After
there's
what
something
eight
to that.
Years of this. No, this is it. This is what you
if
get.
If you were that smart and able to hide your entire personality for that long. You'd be
isn't that something
curing diseases out there somewhere?
I probably could.
Who knows what you're capable of?
Not much,
really. What do you mean, not much?
I'm not capable of much. Just getting through the day.
Well,
wake up in the morning. Here we go.
I hate this. I hate that.
What?
With every part of my being.
Misty's laughing at you.
Good.
I
get up in the morning, put my pink on.
Get up in the morning.
Well, if that's what makes him happy, then
I'm fine with him being happy.
Go to work, get stuff done, go take care of the kids, go watch some sports.
Take care of the family.
Go to sleep, make dinner. Good day.
Hopefully not in that order, but...
Sometimes.
Any deeper thinking? Any, like with the election upcoming here, you don't vote because you're... Well, you're an American citizen
now.
No,
he's not.
No,
you're not?
I'm a legal alien.
Okay, so you do
not vote for the presidency.
Okay, can you vote for local elections?
I'm not sure. so I never have, just to be sure.
There's, that's certainly not something you could resolve with a phone call. So
no,
you
couldn't find out pretty easily.
Oh, I could, but I'd choose not to.
I'm laughing, and part of me is, yeah, that's okay. It's what you choose to do.
Yes, sir.
It's all good. Here you are on the show. You've managed to stay involved in this show for...
Yeah, how's that happened?
I don't know. I don't know how it happened.
You're part of the family.
Uh-oh.
We decided long ago that we were brothers. Bob was our surrogate father, I would say. And
I'm your surrogate father?
Yeah, isn't that how that works?
I don't really care about being anyone's father.
Really?
Doesn't really do much for me.
That makes sense.
869-1240, that's the IHOP hotline. We have Richard Konsum on the show today. He is a new executive director of the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. And there's a lot of questions to ask Richard. He's been around this state a long time. I got to know him when he was an administrator in the KU athletic department. And so, Richard, we'll have some questions for Richard Konsum.
Yes, we better.
And congratulations to him for this new position. And then later in the show at 3:25, we'll break down some of the area's top football games tonight with Joanna Chadwick from Vipe Magazine. Jeff's put out his top five games, KWCH's top five game. I hope you go through the proper channels.
No.
Well, I hope you talk to some of the people at Catch at Kansas.
No, absolutely.
So you're not just this loose cannon out there putting stuff out that they may not agree with.
Oh, I'm part of the team. They don't. It's all good.
Well, if it's his story that he's running and they're his top five games, what's wrong with that?
Well, because they posted on Catch at Kansas. Wouldn't you think that the Catch at Kansas staff, do they have an editor now, a leader?
TJ is our sports director.
Is he? Well, I thought they used to have a guy that kind of oversaw Catch at Kansas.
That's basically what TJ is.
Well, but that, so they didn't replace that other guy.
Hondo. Hendo's over at Cake now.
Uh-oh. Your boy jumped ship.
We've made a decent trade with Cake.
Yeah, we'll see.
We sent over a few pieces to them. They sent one back to us. We probably came out ahead.
It's the revolving door of local television.
Interesting.
Which has been revolving ever since I can remember.
That's right.
You remember the Susan Peters transaction from KWCH to Cake back in the day. You may not remember that.
No, she was at Cake when I started working there, when I was there for about 7 years.
Yeah.
And then we had Lily Wu from Cake to KWCH to Mayor, which is a path that most take.
So basically you're just like an in-between person that they just had to stop in that.
I guess so.
Yeah. You know, it changes all the time.
It's crazy. I don't understand it, but good for them.
So yesterday, Jeff texts me, Shohei hit one about, what did you say?
I think I said 6 miles.
I didn't see it. I tuned over to the game. I saw his 50th home run, which he took the other way and hit it out to left. And then I said, surely they're going to take him out of the game now. I switched away. And I was looking at social media, and he gets one more bat and hits another one into the upper deck in right field. 3 home runs, 2 doubles, a single, 6 for 6, 10 RBI. 51 homers.
Stolen bases.
52 stolen bases for the season. I ask, and I think I know the answer, is that the greatest single season anyone's ever had?
Single season or single game?
Single season, first of all.
I don't know, because he hasn't played the field. That's the only thing that you would take away from Shohei. But other than that, I mean, it's
offensively
probably just about the best offensive season anyone could have. Stealing 50 bases.
How many bases did Barry Bonds steal when he hit 73?
Probably not that many.
He had an advantage because when he was stealing.
Oh, God. Here we go.
He had a built-in headlight so he could see ahead of him.
That's not your worst.
Yeah, it was. When it was one of the worst.
When he hit 73, he had 13 steals.
Oh, I built that into an incredible shtick. How many?
13.
Okay.
He was also 36 years old.
Right.
Do you know there's only two players in the history of the game before Shohei to have 50 homers and 50 steals?
Of course I knew it.
In a season in
Brady
their
Anderson
entire
and Barry
careers.
Bond.
Yeah, you saw that email.
Yeah, yeah, and you're trying to act like, well, I've got some inside information.
I thought I did. I thought that was sent just to me, but guess not. Thanks, Jack.
Our friend Jack Oliver sends us sports information
That's
from
fantastic.
Time to time. And it's always good. We always appreciate it. But anyway, you know, Matt Carpenter in a game against the Cubs not too long ago, 2018, he had three homers and two doubles in that game, and he voluntarily went to the bench in the sixth inning. This was through the sixth inning. Carpenter had three home runs and two doubles in a game against the Cubs and didn't bat again.
No.
At his own choosing. Would have been fun to see him come up. What if he'd had a fourth homer? I mean,
anything could have happened.
You don't know.
Shohei got thrown out at third, barely, on one of his doubles. So can you imagine the cycle, three home runs, 10 RBIs, two steals?
Oh, it's a historic
game. The stupidest game ever, if he had done that.
And he's going to be in the playoffs, and really, as famous as he's been, and he is, and as great a player, this will be the first time for a lot of people to really see him.
True. He's so good. I mean, it's not even you, there aren't words. There are no
and
words
to think that your Los Angeles Angels,
my Judah,
yeah,
my angel
had Ohtani, Trout, and Pujols, and played in three playoff games. That's you should be ashamed.
I'm ashamed. I don't know what I was thinking, although I was just told about it 30 seconds ago.
You remember?
Yeah.
But
those great Angels teams.
If you were going to talk about the greatest player of the 21st century, you'd talk about those three, wouldn't you?
Yeah, they'd be right up there.
They might be 1, 2, 3.
Very well could be.
And they played on the same team. Now, Pujols started to incur a downside a few years into his Angels career. But he was still okay. He still, you know, league average or better for a while. Trout was top of the world. And Shohei, how many years did they all get together? Three or four?
Probably. Yeah, maybe.
About that, I would think.
And never those three never got to a playoff game together. Never reached the postseason.
How's that possible?
I don't get it.
How's it possible? Was that pitching that bad?
Pitching was not good. They didn't really have anybody else in that lineup. And like I said, Albert Pujols was not the Albert Pujols of his first 11 seasons in St. Louis.
True. 18, 19, 20, and part of 21.
Well, there you go.
They were all together.
Ridiculous.
Do you think if Shohei retired tomorrow, they'd change the Hall of Fame rules for him?
No.
So you don't have to play 10 years? And just put him in.
Well, he might be the greatest player in history.
Dude, you just say no out of hand?
That's his first response was no.
No, why? They're not going to change it for everybody else. And no, I don't think
you can change it for one person.
I don't think that's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Does he deserve to be there? 100%. Yeah,
then he should be there.
I'm not arguing that. But if the parameters put in place for it, then you got to deal with those.
Yeah, but he's going to play 10 years.
I understand that.
So why ask? That's like asking,
because
you know, who's the best rookie this year?
Well,
should they
anything
change?
Anything can happen. What if he has a career-ending injury?
Well, then too
what if
bad.
He gets hit by a bus?
That's part of sports.
He's not in the Hall of Fame.
He won't lose any sleep over it.
He might be dead if he gets hit by a bus.
Like I said.
He won't lose a wink of sleep.
And it won't matter then, will it?
He'll get the most sleep he's ever gotten.
Why'd that question come up?
Because it's an interesting question. He'd be the only person I would ever even think. If he retires tomorrow after this, I think, is his seventh year, he's in the Hall of
Fame. How many years does Judge have?
Not probably about the same.
And he's much older. Shohei's what, 27, 28?
It's like 28.
Judge is 32. Are we going to...
This is Judge's ninth year.
Okay, so he'd need to play next year.
Yeah.
Which we... what if he didn't?
No. What? No for Judge.
No for Judge?
No for Judge.
He has the American League record in home
run. Don't care. Shohei, yes. Nobody else. Only Shohei.
What do you think of that, dude?
Only Shohei
like
gets
I
that.
Like I said, just no. Ridiculous.
No only for Judge.
Right.
I wish he was here right now.
If you change the game as much as Shohei has and do things no one else has ever done, then something nobody else has ever done,
Judge has done
should
that.
Be done for you.
Judge has done that.
No, he didn't.
Nobody else has ever hit that many home runs in the American League.
In the American League.
And nobody else has ever hit that many home runs without being a Christmas tree.
We got to qualify it. We got to say the American League. We got to say this. No, we got to say that.
You know what? Without performance-enhancing drugs, Aaron Judge would be the all-time leader in single-season home
runs. I don't know that.
I do.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
Are you telling me you don't think Barry Bonds took... performance.
I'm not saying I don't know how many home runs they helped
him
hit.
Are you telling me Sammy Sosa never took them?
I'm saying I don't know how many home runs.
Mark McGwire admitted it.
And I don't know. He hit 49 as a rookie. There's plenty of worlds where he hit 62 or 63 home runs in a season in his career.
Well, I'm just ashamed that you carry my last name with that kind of thinking.
What's the thinking?
The thinking is that you're giving them a green light.
No, I'm putting one guy in the Hall of Fame who's not eligible. If that were to end up being the case. Shohei goes in, that's it.
Should Bonds be in?
Of course. But that's not the argument
like
we're having right
now.
Knife
to the back. Like even my ancestors, I could feel them.
I bet your dad would want Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame.
I could feel them twitching.
Don't you?
When you said that.
Twitching?
Twitching.
Twitching?
Twitching. Do you know what a twitch is?
Like this? Is that a twitch?
Yes.
Yeah, then I know what it is.
My God. Try to follow along.
Well, you asked him a question. His opinion was yes. He should be in there.
What do you think?
Uh-oh.
I honestly think, yeah. Because everybody in that era was probably doing it. Not everybody. I take that back.
There's but plenty of guys I'm sure already in who have done it.
Exactly.
Name one.
You can't.
I'm not
going to
name one, but you say no Hall of Famer has ever used performance-enhancing drugs. That's quite the limb to go out on.
I'm saying that it hasn't been validated or proven.
Well, for a lot of guys, it hasn't.
Here's a second day in a row for Skinnerd. Hello, Skinnerd.
Yeah. Hey, am I a loyal listener?
No, we love
you,
Skinnerd. We love you.
Okay, I got a few points, so don't disconnect me, Bob. First off,
well, I do have a guess. You always call it the end of a segment.
How did Anthony get this gig in the picks? I hear him on other radio stations.
He's fired. Thank you. Next question.
Good point. Thank you for outing him.
Who is the last guy to hit below the Mendoza line and drive in 100 runs? I've never
Schwarber.
Researched it. Is he the only guy
last
to
year.
Ever do that? Or you are right, but is he the only one to ever do that?
Probably.
That's a good question,
I mean,
and
maybe
I would
Dave,
guess yes.
Dave Kingman or Rob Deere or somebody like that, maybe.
I've never researched it. And then...
Getting on with it.
KU Pat yesterday, you know, you got to agree with me. He has belly ached about KU over the years, threatening to discontinue season tickets and griping about DeJuan Harris, et cetera. Well, I finally figured out where he lives, the 1000 block of South Broadway. All right, you guys, have a good day. And
that was,
thank
glad
you.
You're in the
that was
booth
a good callback.
Thank you, Skinner. That was relatively funny.
Well done.
And I'm not going to get involved in any feud between KU Pat and Skinner.
I like it.
Not going to do it.
Good job, boys.
Here's Richard Consum, the new executive director of the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. Richard, hello, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me on, and thanks for playing music from my high school era.
There you go. We knew. Well, we got to get our guests in the right frame of mind. I know the Bee Gees does that. I will admit I was a little bit taken by surprise. I think it has to do with, I just kind of figured you had moved on from all of this, that you were content in your life, and I didn't know that you would want to get back into the rat race. And the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame has been without an executive director for a little while. So the first question is, what enticed you to take on this position?
You know, about a year and a half ago, they approached me about coming back on the board. And I had been on the board for many years, primarily when I was working at KU and then at Benedictine. And so I said, yeah, I was interested in doing it because I was retiring in December of 22 from Rockhurst. And I thought this would be a good thing to stay in touch with sports and all that. And then, you know, a year and a half later, we're working through it. And I'm thinking, boy, we really need to get to going here with some leadership. And we had been quite a while without an executive director. And the opportunity came about because we were going to move the event, the induction ceremony this year, to Topeka. And they said, well, we'll do that. And I thought that was the right thing to do, but we need somebody to run that event. And so it kind of fell on my lap. And then that led to, well, why don't you just do this full time? And so I'm excited to do it.
Yeah, how much do you feel like your history with the Hall of Fame helps you in becoming its leader? And then, I guess, how do you go about deciding the type of people you want to surround yourself with? Is it important that they have a similar level of experience than you do? Or do you want to surround yourself with maybe newer people? How do you kind of gauge that?
Well, I want to surround myself with Hall of Famers. I mean, I think the best thing you can do as an organization is always surround yourself with good people. And we had a hiring philosophy that I always used and worked with Bob Frederick on many, many hires that we made. And then when I became AD, the same thing. And the very first thing was you hire a good person. And if you hire a good person, then you solve 95% of your problems because other people can learn and train. So I don't care age, status, anything, hire a good person. As far as background, I do hope that my history and knowledge of both Kansas and sports, and particularly the Sports Hall of Fame and where we've gone from the Watkins Museum in Lawrence that was basically back in a closet, to opening the building in Abilene where we were in a bank building, to, you know, moving to east side there in Wichita. And I hope that does help in knowing where we did it right, where we've faced challenges, and where we can improve going forward.
Well, you said you're wanting to retire, but then you take this on. I can't see this being a leisurely retirement gig that you have. What exactly, when it comes to the day-to-day things and everything that you could tell the listeners here, that a lot of things that you have to do and look at in order to do this correctly?
Well, one, you have to be customer service oriented, and so we need to respond. We're primarily a web-based Hall of Fame at this point. You know, we do have the Boathouse, and there are some limited events there, but it's really not open to the general public on a daily basis there at the Boathouse. So our inquiries come through contacts on the website. And then what I need to do right now, I mean, the number one target focus today is we're going to have our induction ceremony October 13th in Topeka, and we've got 12 people, a great class going in this year. And we've got to pull that off and hit a home run with that event. We've had great work and success with board members and others since June, getting sponsorships, ad sales and all that, and we're way ahead of where we have been the last several years. And, you know, basically post-pandemic, so this is a fresh start. So the number one priority is have a great induction ceremony and get some momentum going. And then from there, we've got to analyze, you know, how we go about our process of selecting individuals. Because one thing I hear, and as soon as that announcement was made yesterday, I started getting all kinds of emails. You need to get my uncle in. You need to get my dad in. You need to get this coach I had in. So there's a lot of that, and we have to have a really good process of how we're going to every year select a class, because there's a lot of deserving people out there, and it's really hard to compare in different categories. So we've got to come up with a process that does that. And then we've got to look at, I mentioned the website, how can we enhance and upgrade that? We've got to look at our facility and, you know, do we have the proper place? Do we have a good brick and mortar facility? What kind of displays, you know, do we need to have? I have an interest, and again, I work for the board now, but I have an interest in some traveling exhibits. I think it's important for us to be out in the state of Kansas at various events. Last week's State Fair comes to mind, Shrine Bowl games, state championships, events where we can be in contact with, you know, fans, Kansans, constituents who have a great interest in sports. And it's not exactly like Field of Dreams where if you build it, they will come. We've kind of found that out in both Abilene and to a degree in Old Town there in Wichita. That we need to be a little more proactive on getting out to our constituents and take our message to them.
Talking with longtime athletic administrator Richard Consum, spent many years at the University of Kansas. Richard, one of the first things I did, because I'm a honk for the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame, I was on the board for a little while. And I decided that I really wasn't contributing what I would like to contribute, and I stepped away from that. But I always get on the phone with our mutual friend Harold Bouchard, and we talk about the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame quite often. And things that I'm curious about, you've kind of addressed the brick-and-mortar part of this, the display part of this. People, in my opinion, need an opportunity to go pay homage to these Hall of Famers and learn their stories. So can you touch more on that? Is the ceremony, the Hall of Fame ceremony, which has been at the Kansas Star Casino for a few years and is moving to Topeka, is that going to be floating? Have any of those decisions been made? Are you in the process of just taking everything in and reevaluating every aspect of the Hall of Fame?
I think we need to evaluate all the aspects on how we've done business. I had attended the last two at the Kansas Star Casino. One year we had a really large contingent of inductees that were associated with Emporia State. And the next year we had a group that was associated with Pittsburgh State. And I felt disappointment in our crowds. And I thought and expressed this to the board that, you know, we would have been a lot better off had we hosted the one year in Emporia. I think we'd have drawn bigger crowds and all that. And the other year, if we'd have hosted it at in Pittsburgh. And so my approach as a board member this year, when we went through the process, was let's select our class and then let's see if there's some kind of a geographic location that makes sense for the people we're inducting. And you know, as we did this year's class, it was a pretty good mix of KU and K-State folks. Our one outlier was Annette Wiles, who's from Fort Hays State, but she's the facility director at Hummer Park in Topeka, and, you know, we had Mark Turgeon, Topeka native, so Topeka really made sense. My recommendation to the board now as executive director, it will be, let's look and see our classes each year, and let's see what makes sense. And we don't necessarily have to have a single induction ceremony. We could have a ceremony where we have four or five people out of a class of 10, and then maybe we go somewhere else for the others. You know, I've tried over the last month to really research what other states around us have done. And, you know, Missouri is an example of they have multiple ceremonies and events. I've also looked at the traditional sit-down, roundtable, banquet, listen to people give speeches, and have looked at what other people have done and said, you know, a lot of people are kind of moving away from that, and copied very much the College Basketball Hall of Fame induction ceremony, where it's more of a reception, food lines, mix and mingle for an hour, hour and a half, and then go into a theater-style seating where you have someone interview the inductees who are going into the class, and that way you keep it on track and on focus a little bit more. And because you often, you've got a class of 10, you're going to have some really poly speakers, and you're going to have some people that aren't really interested, or they don't feel very comfortable standing up there speaking. So let's get in more of an interview format and go that direction. So, yeah, I'm very open to moving it around where it makes sense, where we can impact and touch the most people, and not necessarily limit it to a single event. Now, if it's more than one event, that's more work for me, but I'm good with that. I want the most people to have the opportunity to be recognized, be celebrated by the people who are their friends, admirers, who they were heroes for, and make the most impact.
Well, I think it all sounds very positive, and we'll be pulling for you. You've got the endorsement of Harold and myself, so you're off to a flying start, Richard.
Well, thank you very much. That means the world to me.
thanks very much for coming on the show today, and we'll get you on again. Again, the big ceremony, the 2024 induction of the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame coming up on October 13th in Topeka. Richard Consum is our guest, the new executive director. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you very much. Bye.
All right. There you go. Richard Consum. I like some of those ideas. I think it needs a fresh look.
Fresh coat of paint.
That is kind of a good idea, the interview process a little bit. That way, I think that's a good one.
Yeah. What if you were to get in and people tried to interview you? I'd hope you'd do a little better than you do on this show.
Well, I don't know. This show has really set me up for really good things.
How do you feel about this, Jason? I'm not losing any sleep.
Is it time to go to bed?
Where do you go to dinner?
What would you say? Can we practice that? I want to see how you would handle.
I don't know. I'd have maybe if I ever.
No, let's practice right now.
If I ever get in, we'll practice.
No, we're practicing now for
then
you to get in.
We're probably never going to have to worry.
It'll be way too late once you've already gotten.
It'll be awesome.
Here's KU Pat, who's been holding. Hello, Pat.
Hey, you know, the last thing I want to do is get into a running feud with a fellow retired postman. It would be a mess match as far as I'm concerned. But I want to remind...
In whose favor?
I would be. It wouldn't even be close. It'd be like a prize fight. They'd have to stop it. But I put my money where my mouth is. I've had season tickets since 2003. Now, I gave them up for a couple of years. Last year of Beatty and the 2 years of Les Miles. But I've been there through the good years and the bad years. Funny, I've never seen Skinner at a game. So I don't think you want to go there, Skinner. And Duda, not that you need my approval, But you go ahead and bet against KU. I'm never going to get on you again. The very few times you've taken KU, they've lost every time. So I think you're right in what you're doing. So no more grief for me on that subject.
Well, you took you're off the Virginia hook. Tomorrow, so there
well,
you go.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, buddy. They had a good year last year, but I don't know what's happening. I thought they'd
be
better than
either.
They are.
There's still a lot of season
and until
to go.
They, until they prove me wrong, then I'll just go with what I think I need to do.
No, I agree with you, and I want to nominate you for the Kansas Hall of Fame for your football picking.
Well, I would have to be in this year then.
That might actually get him in because the hockey stuff doesn't appear to be working.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Pat. There you go, KU Pat and Skinnerd embarking on what seems like an electronic feud.
Oh,
here.
I like it.
I can't
wait to hear from Skinnerd on Monday.
So we've got KU. We mentioned KU. We mentioned K-State, but you know you're not going to be able to resist the urge to look into what the Eagles do, what their set list is, how the show goes. Mention John David Souther?
Here's the real question. All the
amenities that come with this beginning of another chapter
I'll
in the Eagles
stay up till
legacy.
About 1 a.m. to find all that out.
And you'll do that.
I probably will. I'm not going to say I'm not. But here's the question that it all comes down to. If they're playing the same show, the same songs, same order, is it worse to find that out tonight or when I go in a month?
It's worth to find it out tonight because you want to know.
No, worse. Is it worse to find it out tonight and be disappointed now for a month or be disappointed at the show? You
know, Jeff. It's not going to be a secret from you for a month.
There's no way you won't.
That's ridiculous.
You will go find it, figure it out.
I can avoid things like you've never even
heard
of.
You can't avoid that. You know what? Now I'm issuing a challenge.
Uh-oh. Well, now I'm going to not accept.
Right, exactly.
What's
your challenge?
If you can go the time between now and your trip to Las Vegas to see them and really not know what the set list is or not having partaken in any of the banter that happens on social media, then I'll pay for your gas.
Well, we're flying, so.
Well, that's good. That's a lot of gas.
Then I'll pay for your meals.
Okay. Seriously?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll think about it.
What do you think, dudes?
He's going to think about it.
But do you think there's any way?
None. Zero.
It's the safest bet I've ever made.
Probably. There's no way. 30 days? No.
We're going to be eating out in Las Vegas, so that's going to cost $500-$600
a day.
My curiosity is high. I want to know what they do. I want to know if there's a change. I want to know what it looks like. There's no way you can go a month without that.
I don't know if I want to watch the clips though. That's the part I really want to see for the first time is what it looks like inside there.
Jeff, you cannot avoid it.
I can.
No way.
But will I? That's the question.
No, you can't.
I can.
You won't.
I might not.
You won't. Even I know
it's
that.
It's a sphere. I don't know if I want that spoiled. That
you'll look tonight. And if you don't look tonight, it's the first thing you'll do tomorrow
Sometimes
morning.
Sometimes when
dudes?
Yes. There's no question.
Sometimes when people are putting the set list up online, sometimes they do it all at the end, and you see the whole set list. Sometimes they go song by song, like they did this song, and now they did this one. And if I see Seven Bridges Road, Take It Easy one of these nights, I might not look at the rest of the set list. So it's really have to see how it goes.
And then the other thing isn't you're going anyway. So what does it matter?
Do I want to be surprised?
At what?
You're not going to be surprised.
They haven't changed anything.
They might for this. They might not.
The Eagles at the Sphere will be heavily publicized. You will not avoid it.
I can avoid clicking on stuff.
You can't. What you? Okay, here's a headline, Jason. Eagles open Sphere with a surprise.
I gotta click.
You think Jeff can avoid that?
Not a chance.
You're killing me.
See what the Eagles have done that no one expected. You think, I'll wait a month.
That'd be like
a month is a long time. That was one of the worst decisions I've ever made, was to wait to go to the October shows.
It was a well-intentioned but bad execution.
Don Henley appears to want to go out with a bang. You gonna not
What's
read that?
What's he doing?
I don't know.
Yes, you are.
Well,
just
I don't know what
it.
He's gonna do. It's anybody's guess.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Well, because my anniversary is in October, the day after the Eagles show, I said, "Hey, we can go for our anniversary." Dumb.
Let's get to Frank on the IHOP hotline. Hey, Frank.
What's going on, guys?
Oh man, another voice from the past.
Wow,
from the
way
old
back.
School. Yeah, I heard Skinner. I heard, and then I was hearing about the Eagles. And I was like, man, did y'all miss it? Those 50-year-olds are winger at the Cotillion. That's going to be awesome. I mean,
who's going to be
winger?
Yeah,
winger.
There you
go.
That's something.
Yeah, that's something, I guess. So, hey, do you think the Royals are going to give up this? Are they going to lose this?
They'll get into the playoffs. They need to figure out how to play a little better. Their remaining schedule is San Francisco at home, and then the Nationals and the Braves on the road. The Braves are in a dogfight. Right now they're losing that dogfight. So those games could be really, really meaningful for both teams, but you got to beat the Giants at home, and then you got to go to Washington and try to figure out a way to win two or three there.
Well, you just got to hope that Mackenzie Gore is not pitching one of them. But I mean, what do you think? What do you, Duda? I mean, all y'all. What do you think of the Nebraska? What do you think about Nebraska football? Are they back?
We'll let Duda answer that.
I wouldn't say they're back. They're not back to Nebraska as they were 20, 30 years ago. Would I say they're maybe on the right track? Yeah, but it takes time to get back to Nebraska.
It doesn't take any time.
It'll take a little time. Well, that's true. I'll give you that. In today's world, with the NIL, and you throw enough money at enough good players, you could probably get them there.
Yeah, I think personally with the NIL and how the way it's spread out and everything, it's like crazy with college football. It's just like you're good one day, you're not good the next year. You know, it's like
Nebraska has to go to Ohio State and to USC, so two very difficult games.
And honestly, Bob, in the strangest situation was like when they first originally moved from the Big 10 and left the Big 12, I was like, that was a bad decision. I mean, the way that they played their football then, and now the way that football is played now, it's like you just throw it all over the park and get a quarterback and we'll see what happens. So,
Frank, good to hear from you. Thanks for the call. Don't be a stranger.
Good to hear from you and take care.
All right. There you go, Frank. Longtime caller, going back to the my days on Sports Daily. You used to answer a call from Frank at least three times a week.
Oh, he called frequently. I don't know about three times a week, but he was in
pretty.
He was in quite a bit.
Pretty frequent. Is he a former World Series of Faceoff winner?
I believe yes, he is.
I believe he is. Skinner not, and he blames me for that.
Well, it was your fault, so.
No, not really.
It was. You missed an answer that he got that would have won the competition.
No, it wouldn't have won it. It wasn't the finals.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
It absolutely was, my friend.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
And it wasn't the, I don't even know the details of it.
I do.
What happened?
He guessed it was an ABA category, and it was the finals. And it was at Side Pockets, and he guessed
Bad News Barnes.
Yeah. And that was a correct answer to whatever the category was, and you did not see it on whatever information sheet you had and counted it incorrect.
Well, now you're making it sound like I did it on purpose.
Did you?
No, you didn't.
Of course not.
You didn't do it on purpose, but you did take a championship away from our friend Skinner.
Well, I bought him dinner. I gave him a prize.
He seems to be still okay with you.
Yeah, he's fine with it. Let's just stop talking about
referees.
It. And don't ever bring it up again.
I think you brought it up.
You did bring it up.
Shut up, Duda.
Just being honest. I'm sitting over here.
We're going to take a break. Jason has a game he's been working on diligently here.
Is it going to be
password?
No. I didn't have time for password today.
All right.
I'll get password next
Friday. I've got a little quiz for you coming up.
Oh, good.
We'll get it done. All right, welcome back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH. We haven't even mentioned that Jeff's Guardians face my Cardinals starting a three-game series tonight at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. Really nothing riding on it except my pride. Jeff checked in his pride many years ago.
You said you just said the Royals, they're going to make the playoffs like it was nothing. They're two up in the wild card race ahead of Detroit and Minnesota, and it's tenuous.
Yeah, they better hold on.
When your magic number is 8 with 10 to play, that's not something that you want to really mess around with.
No, I didn't say they're messing around with it.
But you're like, they're going to make the playoffs.
I think they'll make the playoffs. They have a favorable schedule, but they got to take care of business.
Well, they
The Giants aren't very good right now.
Detroit at home, I mean, Detroit's playing extremely well, but that's you shouldn't be swept in that series.
Well,
you should find a way to get one of those.
No, absolutely not. And now he's talking like his team's just the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Thank you. Since white bread.
They're in, so he can say.
Yeah, now he can let down his guard.
Yeah, it's not a big deal until the playoffs get here. So
he can get a round one bye, so that's not a big deal.
He's got 10 days to 2 weeks where he can just, whatever. Yeah, it don't matter.
That's true.
The Royals, they're not in yet. You know, he can say this stuff.
You want to play my quiz first? Or
yes.
Andrew, do you have the time to play the game? So.
Good. I wanted to listen.
There it is. A Friday edition of the game. What do you have, Jeff, first?
Well, I've got, I was on the MLB app, and sometimes all the time, you can click a button to play that day's quiz, and this quiz was, can you match the MLB trio's first name to their shared last name?
I'll try.
Okay. Cody, Tyson, and David.
Cody, Tyson.
Yeah.
And David.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not going to give you all these, but we'll give you.
Give me the first letter of the last name.
Well, we've got a World Series hero in there.
Ross.
Sorry.
There you go. Alexa didn't get it. This one's easy. Joe, Dom, and Vince.
DiMaggio.
Kip, David, and Vernon.
Wells.
Hack, Mookie, and
Wilson.
CJ. Hack, come on. Miguel, Willie, and Jason. Willie, W-I-L-L-I.
Calhoun.
Close.
What is it?
Castro. Dimitri.
What'd you say?
I don't know.
Dimitri, Cy, and Eric. Freddie, Jamie, and Kareem. Something went wrong. Kareem.
I'm going to throw Alexa against the wall here in about a minute.
Ooh.
My Alexa device has gone off the rails.
Freddie, Jaime, and Kareem.
Freddie Garcia.
Yeah.
I'm done. I've dominated that.
Oh, let's do three more.
Let's go.
I want to try. You answer, I want to think.
Okay, go ahead.
No, do you want to try?
No, I want him to try. I want to know if I know him.
Aaron and Glenn Allen.
Hill.
Willie Moe, Alejandro, and Tony.
What now?
Willie Moe.
Pena.
Sid, Tony, and Alex. That's a tough one.
Sid. Tony, and Alex.
Yes.
I don't know that one.
You know, who's Sid?
Sid Bream.
Come on, there are three Breams.
I don't know.
Who's Sid?
Sid who?
The Mets. Number 50.
Oh.
Hawaiian.
Yeah, Fernandez.
Yeah. Russell, Billy, and Leonis.
Russell, Billy, and Leonis.
Yeah.
Leonis. Oh, gosh. Russell, I don't know that one.
Martin or Martin.
Martin.
Miguel Jesus and Rafael.
Miguel.
That's a good one. I got it.
Miguel.
That's a tough one, though.
Jesus and Rafael. Belliard.
Montero.
All right, I'm done.
One last one. Robbie, Trace, and Milt.
Thompson.
There you go. What do you got, dudes?
Good players. I can't match that. We shouldn't play my game.
Oh, come on. Come on. Your game's always fun. And it's a competition game.
This is a competition game. General knowledge questions.
Okay.
That will be knowledge. Very simple, but you have to get the first one right in order to go to the bonus question.
Oh, wow. Okay. We got a bonus round.
And if you miss the first question, the other guy can steal.
There you go.
Are there different point values for the bonus question?
No, just one.
Really? Then why is it a bonus?
Because you get it. If the other guy doesn't, he doesn't get a chance at the bonus.
Fine, play.
You're such a whiner.
Let's go. Well, yeah, what a whiner. I am just excited.
Like,
yeah,
so
excited.
The first questions you should be able to get. The second one will be a little more difficult.
I'll go first.
Bob will go
Why
first.
Why does he get to go first?
I got 50 questions, so you can pick the number for that question.
All right.
So pick a number, 1 to 50.
20.
Number 20. General questions. What is the term for the system of government where power is divided between a central government and individual states? These are all about the United
Democracy.
States. That is incorrect. You now get a multiple choice.
Okay.
Unitary system, federal system, parliamentary system, or confederal system?
I would say federal.
You are correct.
Well, that's just a ridiculous.
You picked the number for the question.
I stole it.
Some are going to be easy, some are not.
12.
No, you're in the bonus round.
I am?
12? Okay. What is the second largest country by landmass?
China?
Incorrect. The correct answer.
Do I get a chance
to
steal?
Yes, you can steal it. The bonus question.
The second largest country
by landmass.
By landmass. Well, I'd have to know the first one. Australia.
I could tell you the first one.
Canada.
No, the first one's the USSR. Or the Soviet Union.
No, well, now it's Russia. I don't think it's...
Russia. Okay, whatever. So Russia's number one in landmass.
Well, I don't think it is anymore.
Number two.
I'd say Canada.
Canada would have been correct.
Are you even keeping... Is it my turn again?
Hey, so there was only... 3-1 me?
No, you didn't get anything right.
What do you mean?
You got nothing. You said Australia. You're out. You lost that. You didn't get any questions.
So isn't it
right.
His turn now to pick a question?
No, now it's your turn. We'll start to your side. So pick a number 1 to 50.
9.
Number 9. See, some of these are really simple. That's why I let you. Which U.S. state is known as the Lone Star State?
Texas, please.
Oh, my
Very
God.
Very good. Bonus question.
Meanwhile, I get, what's the name of the Confederate Republic of the
government? Yeah, well, you shouldn't have picked 20.
What a ridiculous.
You shouldn't have picked 20. Jeff?
Yep.
Well, you're in a bonus question.
I sure am.
What number you want?
Oh, 10, the next one.
The next one. What color is the sand on Prince Edward Island?
Where'd you find this nonsense?
This is Canada. So the bonus questions, if you haven't figured out, are about Canada, and the regular questions are about the United States.
Black.
I almost said it. You can steal it.
What's the question? What color is the sand
on Prince Edward Island?
On Prince Edward Island.
Yes.
White sand.
It is red. Incorrect. Jeff
red
leads
sand.
2-0. Pick a number, 1 to 50.
1.
Ooh, number 1. If you miss this one, you're in trouble. What is the capital of the United States?
D.C.
You are correct.
Doesn't he have to say the whole name?
Is on the board. Not in my world. All right, pick a number.
Two,
when does Canada Day occur? We've talked about this a lot on this show.
And I got to tell you, it has not stuck. October 17th.
Incorrect.
I think it's during the baseball season, because I know that the Blue Jays observe it. I think it's relatively early in the baseball season, too. So I'm going to say it's April 20th.
Incorrect. It's July 1st. All right.
April 20th would be bad.
Yeah. Okay. You pick.
47.
47. Okay. In which year did the United States enter World War II?
Ooh.
1941.
You are correct.
Darn it.
3-1,
I thought he'd miss that one.
Please.
Jeff, pick another
one. You questioned yourself.
Yeah, because the Pearl Harbor was so late in 41 that I was thinking maybe they didn't declare.
Yeah, let's wait 24 days.
Until 42.
They just bombed our. let's give it 3 weeks.
Exactly.
What an unbelievable.
Well, you
got to
go through the checks and balances. That's why I said 41.
I'm just going to keep the same number for both.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
So you get this one.
46.
When what year did Canada become a country?
How would we know this?
1809.
Oh, close. 1867.
Close. You didn't get to steal.
Oh. Yeah, you didn't let me steal.
Okay, I'll give you another question.
Number three.
Number three, I'll give you that question in order to try to steal. You're not going to get this. We can just move on.
Yeah, move on.
Okay.
He wasn't going to get 1867.
You want number three, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay, number three, United States. Which river is the longest in the United States?
The Mississippi.
You are correct. 3-2. Well, I told you, those ones are going to be easy.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
I've gotten at least four right.
Number
three. Take one away from him for this incessant.
He's getting close.
Uh-oh. Mining.
But you might get this Canadian question.
Come on, baby.
Number three. What is the Canadian national anthem?
Oh, Canada.
Correct.
Good Bob. God.
Sweet.
3-3. Jeff.
22.
Double deuce.
Oh, that's going to be hard.
Grand Canyon is primarily located U.S. state?
That's a tough one.
You know what?
It's either New Hampshire or Arizona.
Come on, just answer.
I think
question.
I'll go Arizona.
You are correct. Good job, Jeffrey. Uh-oh. Bob's, you guys should all get this. Canada produces 85% of the world's supply of what food item?
Maple syrup.
You are correct.
So easy.
Well, you picked the right numbers.
Ridiculous.
Your turn. Pick a number.
Four.
Four? Are you sure?
It's a tough one. I heard that was one of the...
What is the tallest mountain in North America?
Oh, God. What is that mountain?
Located in...
You can't tell them where it's located.
What is that mountain?
Guess.
Mount Rainier.
That is incorrect.
Mount McKinley?
Denali. Located in Alaska.
Yeah, it was in Alaska. We knew that. You don't give...
You're up. Nobody
That's
gets a bonus
terrible.
Question. You picked the number. That's why I let you pick the number of the question.
16.
Number 16. Which mountain range runs along the eastern part of the United States?
Oh, my God.
Appalachian.
You are correct. Jeff
so easy.
Is going out.
Are you trying to get him?
I just give it. You guys are picking the numbers. I'm not doing anything except reading the question. He ain't going to get this one.
I might.
What's Canada's only official bilingual province?
Oh, gosh.
Probably Quebec.
Incorrect.
What?
Yes. It's only French.
Oh, my goodness. So is it Ontario?
Well, Bob gets a chance to steal.
Yeah, give me a chance to steal.
Fine.
And no.
It's not Ontario, obviously. Nova Scotia.
Oh, close. New Brunswick.
Darn it.
Yeah, I would have gotten that one.
All right.
Darn it.
Bob, pick a number. You better pick better numbers.
50.
50 nifty.
It's going
like
down.
Like making him scroll.
What is the national bird of the United States?
Eagle.
Correct.
What kind of eagle?
Number 50. Now I got to find it on here. Oh. What is Canada's national sport?
Oh, baby, hockey.
Incorrect.
Curling?
Jeff?
Curling.
Lacrosse.
Well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. That is the Canadian national sport. Well,
that's dumb. Nobody ever talks about Canadian lacrosse.
No. I didn't know it until I was a teenager. I thought it was hockey.
Should be hockey.
Should be.
We got a couple more here then.
39. We got as many as we got.
No, we're going to get to our guest.
Oh, we do have
something.
A guest, don't we? Dang
it. Yeah.
Can we push Joanna back to next week?
No, we can't. And I'm going to tell her you said that.
What is the largest state in the United States by land area?
Alaska.
You are correct.
Well, of course he is.
7-4. Well, he's picking the right ones and you're not.
You're giving him a bunch of layups.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Originally from Quebec, what food comes from the local French slang word for a mess?
No clue. Jelly.
No.
No clue.
Poutine.
Okay, that makes
next.
Sense.
Well, pick a number.
This is it.
Pick a number.
10.
Which U.S. state is known as the Garden State?
New Jersey.
Correct. Bonus question.
For 3 points in the win.
It's 7-5, so you should have played a little longer.
For 3 points in the win.
He went first. I get another turn.
That's true, which gives you another chance. What is Canada's... what is Canada's national animal?
Huh? The national animal. Elk.
Incorrect.
Moose.
The beaver.
I almost said beaver. Doggone on it. All right.
No, get one more.
We need a break. We'll come back.
No, wait, I get
won.
The last segment. Number two.
In the you last won. Segment. We'll resume in the last segment. I am never rude to guests. I will guess that this song resonates with our next guest. Rock with you, Michael Jackson, as we play music highlighted on KEYN. Hello, Joanna. Is that a song that you relate to?
I mean, it's a great song. I mean, you guys think into music a whole lot more deeply than I do. Any song that is as catchy as that one is going to make me happy.
There you go. That's all we're asking for, is for you and yours to be happy. So let's delve into tonight's games as week three is upon us. I happen to think the best game involving an area team is undefeated Bueller at undefeated Great Bend. Do you concur?
Well, I think that's definitely going to be a good game. Bueller has gotten off to a really good start. I mean, they beat Mulvane. They won by 3 touchdowns there. They handled Augusta as well. Great Bend opened the season by beating one of our area teams, which escapes me. I'm assuming Jeff
McPherson.
Knows, you know. Thank you. They beat McPherson right off the bat there, 28-6. So I think that will be definitely a tough game.
It will be a tough game. I'm interested, and the outcome, you know, we might think we probably know it, but Wellington and Clearwater, for some reason, that caught my attention because Clearwater's 2-0. They're not a team in the last few years that has had much success. Wellington 0-2, but have played really tough teams. I call this the game we'll learn the most from in this week. What do you? How do you break that one down?
Well, I think that I think it's a good one to highlight, and I think that any time that we have a, you know, like you pointed out, Clearwater has had some rough seasons. So to see them start off 2-0 is really exciting to see. And so I know that when I was covering games of the Wichita Eagle, these were the teams that you wanted to hit early because you didn't know if that record was going to stick. We're going to find out because Wellington may be sitting at 0-2, but they lost to Collegiate 22-19, and they lost to Andale 56-48. This is a team that clearly played good defense against Collegiate and put up a ton of points against Andale. So I think Clearwater is going to have its hands full with that one.
To my friends in Clearwater, good luck. go ahead,
thanks,
Duda.
Bob. Trying to be nice.
Joanna, what about Andover and Goddard? Andover just finally won. They broke a long losing streak. And obviously the second part of my question is because they beat Mays. Is Mays in trouble after the Andover-Goddard comments?
Oh, okay, well, I mean, let's absolutely talk about Andover here for a second, because it is good to see them get a win. It has been some time for them. So to see them get that win was really good. It was against Mays, and Mays is clearly, this is a down year for Mays. And they have had, that is a program that hasn't just been one-hit wonders. They have been consistently strong for quite some time, and these types of seasons do happen. I think there's so many good young athletes in that program. I hope that they'll be able to get going here. But for Andover, I think that that's a confidence booster. And, you know, Goddard, they opened with a win against Mays. They only managed 7 points, though, which concerned me when they faced Eisenhower. But they did. They scored 3 touchdowns against Eisenhower. So I think that Andover and Goddard is actually a pretty good matchup tonight to watch.
Joanna Chadwick is with us. Let's change gears. We'll get back to some high school games to watch tonight. But it was announced yesterday that the Kansas State High School Activities Association is going to expand the limit for basketball from 20 regular season games to 23. Of course, I see reaction on Twitter. We all think that more regular season games are in order. But I see some coaches, and you're married to a girls basketball coach, Brian at Derby. I see a lot of coaches saying, now give us more time in the off season with our players. And I'm sitting here thinking, man, we need all-around athletes. Help me understand, do individual sports like baseball, basketball, football, team sports, and others need more time to be with their high school teams, or do they need more time to experiment with their skills and maybe play a variety of sports and not be worried about what they might be missing on?
First of all, I think that this was an excellent decision by the board of directors to add these games, and I'm really pleased. I mean, it's been a long time coming. As slow as Keisha moves, at least I feel like we're going in the right direction pretty consistently with Keisha, so that's positive. When it comes to the summertime, I talked with a lot of coaches because I was intrigued. Coach Martin from Northwest mentioned to me this summer about a failed thing that had happened, which would basically have, it didn't pass. Basically, winter sports would get June, and then fall sports would be able to take July through like the start of the year with maybe like a buffer week right before the season. And that to me makes a lot of sense, because you've got kids who are playing 2-3 sports, and it's all going on at the same time. And so, you know, if coaches don't communicate, if kids don't communicate, those kids may just be skipping out on something, or they're just pulled in every single direction. So I'm very much intrigued by that. Now, a negative about that is then you're saying to a kid who's in baseball, basketball, and football that, okay, baseball kid, basketball kid, you're going full bore in June, but you don't get any break then because now you're into football for the rest of the summer. So I don't know if there's a win-win situation here. I think that the buffer week that happens over the 4th of July, the dead week that happens, rather, I think that was really a key decision that was made previously, and coaches seem to like it. Now, I will say that some coaches have met in their own school. So you have, I think Collegiate said that next year they're going like 3 weeks, like 4 weeks for football, for basketball, 3 weeks for football, something like that. So that then they get those kids not playing the other sport during that time. And that's two coaches working together to really make sure that they can keep their kids all playing multiple sports, which we all love. And yet at the same time, they're able to focus on what they need to without the burnout that happens. I'm not sure if I actually answered your question there, because your answer was
you did.
I don't know.
You know, I'm an old guy. I go back. I think we did just fine when when we competed in football, basketball, and baseball, or wrestling, or track and field in their seasons. And I think we did okay then, but I may be wrong. We may be better now. I don't know. Jeff, go ahead.
I'll go back to a high school game. How surprised were you that Northwest shut out East last week, that it was a low-scoring game in general, and does that take any luster off Cape and East tonight?
Well, I think for both East and Cape, and it's going to be a really key game because, you know, even with what Cape has not, they were tested against Andover. And so that to me would be a concern anyway. And then to now you're playing East after rolling past North. I think that they probably had a pretty tough week of practice trying to get ready for this game against East because, number one, East is going to be pissed as they be because to get shut out, I know that they did not want to have that happen. And, you know, they beat Northwest twice last year, so I'm assuming that they thought that they were going to be able to do that again. I was surprised that it was only 14-0. I was surprised that East didn't score. I was surprised it took until late in the third quarter to get the first points on the board. But it sounds like it was an incredible matchup, which you always love to see, just a dogfight. I would think Cape and East will be a dogfight tonight.
Final moments here with Joanna Chadwick, Vibe Magazine. She appears every Friday on the show. So there's a game in Western Sedgwick County tonight that has been a big game on the schedule for many years, Garden Plain at Cheney. Garden Plain 1-1, but their loss was to Conway Springs, the defending Class 1A state football champion. Cheney is just, their program is maybe at the highest, well, they certainly are going very well. Can Garden Plain stay in this game at Cheney tonight?
Well, you know, that was a tough game to lose to Conway. I mean, they scored a late touchdown, lost 13-7, and I know that hurts, especially against another one of their big rivals. Frankly, Cheney's just kind of rolling along. I mean, those are two quality wins over Holcomb and Kingman. I think Garden Plain is going to have a really tough one tonight. Can they hang with them? Yeah, I think they can. But I think it is going to be really tough because and looking at what Cheney's doing, I think is really fun to watch. And maybe it's because we're super selfish being in sports media. We love new storylines. And Cheney's not necessarily a new storyline, but it's new enough for us that we, you know, we can talk about a lot of different things with them, and I think that that's really fun to see.
Always good to catch up with you, and we appreciate your time, and we'll get with you next week, okay?
All right, bye, guys. Thank you.
All right, Joanna Chadwick with us from Vibe Magazine. We'll be back. We'll continue. Jeff thinks he already won the game, but he wants to let me back in by playing more. I don't understand it. What's the score?
It was my turn, and you just...
What's the score?
7-5.
Well, I guess we'll go a few more rounds and
see what happens.
I mean, I can't believe a guy just giving up a win.
He's confident.
We're doing a coin flip for something very important. I'll call it. Do it again. I'll call it.
What do you call?
I'll call tails. It is tails.
Gosh. Dang it. Yeah,
geez, well, we agreed to that.
Yeah, great. That's awesome. Thanks.
Why are you so upset? You got to do a show with Duda?
Yeah, forget it.
No, I got to do a show, and I don't get the four-day weekend.
My goodness, I'd love to do a show with Duda.
Well, then you can do Friday.
No, I'll do one the following week. I'll do one the following
It should
week.
Have been who wins the game. I agree with that.
All right, we're going to resume Jason's game.
Okay.
It's America and Canada, U.S. Canada. What do you have? Whose turn is it?
Jeff's
What's turn. The score?
Jeff's turn. Jeff's up 7-5.
Oh, my.
And this is the bottom of the eighth.
Now we're
going to
do five more rounds.
But this isn't the first of a round. This is the end of a round.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Jeff, pick a number.
33,
general knowledge of the United States. Here you go. Who is the first president of the United States?
Oh, man.
You even have to just say the name and move on.
That's...
Don't be a clown.
John G. Taylor.
No, he said something.
George Washington.
Do you? Are you giving him that?
Yes, I am giving him that.
He said John Tyler.
I was working it out in my head.
Which city is known as the City of Trees for its abundant green spaces and parks?
This is Canada.
Yeah.
I got this one.
You do?
Yeah.
Vancouver?
No.
Edmonton?
No.
All
if
right.
I was to say I played hockey there, could you figure it out?
Nope. Calgary.
Never played in Calgary. Saskatoon.
Sexsmith.
Saskatoon.
There you go.
Played in Calgary?
Well, I played in Calgary, but not for
all right.
Pick a number.
My turn. 31.
31. There you go, Bob. I'm going to mark it down. Which state is known as the Sunshine State?
Florida.
Good job.
Lame.
Notice I didn't go, what's next?
Notice you're losing.
What about this? What Canadian city is known for its annual Stampede celebration?
Calgary.
Correct. Dang it. That's so easy.
And it's 8-7 all of a sudden.
Uh-oh.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it was 7-5. He just got two. You got one.
47.
Uh-oh.
47.
Remember, this is the bottom of the whatever.
You already did 47.
45.
45. Who was the first woman to be appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court?
Sandra Day O'Connor.
Ah. Correct. Very good.
Don't and give him a good one here.
Your Canadian... Oh, here we go again. Which city is the capital of Saskatchewan?
Saskatoon.
Incorrect.
What? Oh, Regina.
Bob.
Regina.
You are correct.
No way.
Well, you what, just you, gave
that,
it
you want
to
take a win like that?
I knew it.
No, you didn't.
Of course I did.
Eight. He's a liar. Take a point away.
You know
from
why
him.
I knew
liar.
It? My friend Wayne Gifford used to go there to hunt with his dad every year.
No, that's not surprising.
Or fish and hunt. Yeah, I knew it. All right, what's the score now?
9-8, Jeff.
And I got a chance to take the lead.
You do.
Oh, this is so awesome.
Pick a number.
Nine.
Number nine. Holy man.
One of my favorite numbers, by the way.
We've already done nine.
Yeah, I thought we've already done nine.
We just did eight.
Seven, for crying out loud.
The Civil Rights Act of 1964 aimed to end discrimination based on what?
Based on
5 seconds.
A color of skin.
Which would be called?
Nationality.
He's guessed. He is guessed. Do I not?
I don't know if I might be able to give him that, though.
No.
Yeah, you can.
Race is the
race.
Answer.
Race
that's
is
what,
so that's
answer.
My, that's me.
I get
he
it.
Said,
what do you rule?
He said nationality. You asked him to be specific, and he
no.
was wrong. And
race.
The answer was Cubs. Race.
That's what race is.
But he asked you to be more
that's
specific.
That's what race is. Give it to me.
We're canceling that.
No,
and
no
going
it's not.
To another question.
Oh, that's
that
terrible.
Is absolutely not what race is.
Number 15.
All right. 15. What event marked the beginning of the U.S. involvement in World War II?
Good Lord.
The bombing of Pearl Harbor.
Correct.
I can't believe you sometimes the way you
it's tough.
Moderate.
There's not a person listening who doesn't want me to win.
What is
when
the...
We've only got a couple more
what
rounds.
Is the most
I don't
popular,
care how many we have.
What
I'm,
is the most popular type of cheese in Canada?
Well, I don't think it's American. American.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
No, it's not American.
Cheddar.
Correct.
Thank you.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's ridiculous. What's the score?
10-9, Jeff.
You're kidding. He's come back to tie when he can't
you're
even
winning.
Answer questions
10-9.
Right? Yeah, but it was 9-9.
Yeah, and you got that.
I'll take number 40.
Give him the hardest.
Well, I'm just giving you the questions that are the numbers. That's why I asked for the numbers.
We got 2 minutes.
We got as much time as I say we have.
Well, you're a...
40.
Well, I can't say
and
that.
And then one more round after this. 40. Let's go.
The National Mall, with landmarks such as the Washington Monument and Lincoln Memorial, is located in which city?
Washington, D.C.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You are correct.
I thought some of these were supposed to be difficult.
Well, some are difficult.
Not any ones that we've
answered.
Next. Okay, well, you want difficult, here you go.
Here we go.
Which Canadian city is known as the Windy City? Neither one of you are going to get this. You've never even heard of this city.
Fine. Nova Scotia Island.
I don't know.
Lethbridge, Alberta.
Don't know it. Next.
Pick a number, Bob.
Last round.
Last round, one each.
Number 42, Jackie Robinson.
What is the primary purpose of the U.S. Supreme Court?
The primary purpose of the U.S. Supreme Court is to pass laws.
That's wrong.
That is wrong.
It's to interpret the law.
That's correct.
Thank you.
And pass laws.
They don't pass laws. Don't Congress passes laws.
Of course they pass laws.
Bonus
they
question.
They interpret the passage of laws. What kind of a moron doesn't know that?
I don't know. 42.
Next.
Bonus question.
Play the music, Andrew.
Which Canadian city is known as the Festival City?
Calgary.
That's mine.
No. You didn't get it right. You can answer this now.
Oh, the Festival City.
Yes.
Vancouver.
Edmonton.
Oh, you should have said Edmonton. Last.
No,
one.
That's it.
No, it's not.
Good job.
Just
thank
ask
you.
Number one.
Which river separates the eastern and western portions of the continental United States?
Mississippi.
Incorrect.
Which river?
Which river?
Oh, the Missouri.
Missouri. Of course.
Which river separates the eastern and western portions of the continental United States?
The Missouri River. The
Continental Divide.
That's not a river.
Well, we need a new host.
What are you talking about?
The Continental Divide?
That's not a river.
I just wanted to get you guys going a little bit. You're okay. It's all right, boys. Look at
what the hell kind of question is that?
Who won?
If you can't depend on the question.
Jeff won like 12-9.
Doesn't matter.
It wasn't even close.
We're throwing that out. That's the most ridiculous. What river?
Continental Divide. It's a river.
Terrible.
It isn't.
All right, we've come to the end. Thank goodness.
Greatest game ever.
For the week. We'll be back here on Monday. Andrew Fry, thank you for your work in the absence of Max Power. Max will be back in the seat on Monday. We'll see y'all then. Have a good weekend.